Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakey, and how may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, good morning. My name is Billy Griffin, and I'm calling about a charge that was made to my bank account yesterday in the amount of $56.
Okay.
And who are y'all with?
You just have to give me your information or I'll just pull up the charge for you. What's your zip code?
71639.
And what was your first and last name?
Billy Griffin.
One second. Say your last name for me.
Griffin. And what company do you represent?
We're just a third party.
You're just a third party?
So we do a lot of different companies online. That's why I said I just put your information in, and then whatever they're billing you for, I can tell you what it's showing. But you're not playing up for me. You said your first name is Billy?
Yes, first name's Billy.
Have you purchased anything online?
No,
as
ma'am.
As far as, like, for shipping charge or anything?
No. Nothing that I recall for $56.
Yeah, because you're not playing up for me. We sell different things, like I said. It just depends. It's a lot of different products, but it's not going to show me unless I have an account for you. But you're not pulling up, and you said you haven't signed up for anything online?
No, ma'am.
The only other thing we could put in is your card number. Other than that, yeah, it's saying that you don't have an account with us.
Oh, it's saying that I don't have an account with you?
I mean, I'm saying you do have an account with me and Bill, but it's just not pulling up for us unless you want to provide the card they billed you on.
Oh, I have to give you my card number?
The first six and the last four to see if it's going to pull up for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can do that, hon.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
I need to figure out where it came from or what was done. Oh, give me just a second.
Okay.
All right, you ready? What did you need now?
Give me the first six digits and then the last four.
The first six and the last four. Okay. That is 51106, and then the last four is 5898.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
Yes, ma'am. It's 132 Miller Lane, Dumas, Arkansas, 71639.
All right. So I have an account pulled up here. It looks like it's showing, did you sign up for a fuel saver for $6.70?
A what now?
A fuel saver, a gadget.
Yes, ma'am. But how long ago was that?
That was back last year in September.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so basically that fuel saver that you signed up for, it's a reoccurring monthly charge. So that's probably why what that charge is for, just for the fuel saver. But yeah, you have like 3 days to cancel it, and then when you don't cancel it, they bill you every month for it. It's a subscription.
It's what now?
A subscription for the fuel saver.
A subscription?
Mm-hmm. If you don't call in to cancel it out, it's reoccurring every 30 days.
Really? And how do I call and cancel that?
I can help you with that.
Okay. And how much was it again? $56?
Yeah, that's including the shipping. Yeah, it's $56.95.
But that was last year.
Correct.
And they're charging me that every month?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, we need to call and cancel that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, most people don't read the terms and conditions. Once they see this part that says pay shipping, they just think it's a one-time offer.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, that explains why there's money missing every month that I'm not accounting for.
You're right about that.
Well, when, you know, you're on a fixed budget, every dime does help.
You got that right. Yeah, most people are on a budget. One second.
It's scratchy throat, huh?
Look, I've always, it's weather since it's just so bad. You know, it's cold in the mornings, hot at lunchtime, and then cold at night.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, can't decide what it wants to do.
I know. All right, so we did go ahead and get it canceled out for you. Do you want to write down the cancellation number or check it through your email?
Yes, ma'am. I'll write it down. Go ahead, please.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation. Your
ma'am?
Number
what
is
was
going
it?
To start with, just C. That's just for cancellation.
Okay.
Your number is going to start with 258.
258.
715.
715.
28.
28. Okay. So that cancels that out, huh?
Correct, yes. Be careful next
right.
time you sign up.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I didn't have no clue that that was an ongoing issue.
Yeah, most people don't. Trust me,
yeah.
They do not have a clue.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I sure appreciate it.
You are definitely welcome.
Hopefully we got that taken care of.
Yes, you should just give it some time. You should be receiving an email. If not, that's what the number's for.
Okay. Okay, hon. Well, I sure appreciate your time and your help.
All right, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.